Waiting for your flight. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Delays and cancellations are making 4th of July weekend air travel a disaster for some.
Since Friday, there have been more than 13,000 delays, 1,241 cancellations. If you have a flight today, well, not looking better. FlightAware's real-time data shows 388 flights already delayed. Leading the cancellations was American Airlines because of this so-called glitch in their scheduling platform, which derailed things and left planes literally without pilots.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, and a fatal accident Saturday in Washington, D.C., involving a vehicle plowing into people near a roadside seller of fireworks.
A driver striking a fireworks stand in Washington, D.C., killing a bicyclist and another person. Police say it is believed the driver ran a red light after suffering a medical emergency. No other people were hurt in the incident.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's top-ranking security official wants state leaders to help protect the justices, but the governors of Maryland and Virginia say it's not their job.
The marshal of the nation's highest court, Gail Curley, sent letters to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, asking the states to enforce laws to restrict protests at the homes of the justices who live just outside of Washington, D.C. The governors responded by pointing the finger at the White House. Hogan's spokesman says 2 months ago, both governors asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce federal statutes that prohibit picketing at judges' residences, but the Department of Justice declined the request. Last month, a 26-year-old man went to the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, allegedly with plans to kill Kavanaugh and then himself.
Fox's Richard Jordan. And police say a gunman opened fire inside a busy shopping mall in Copenhagen, the Danish capital, killing several people and hurting several others. One person has been arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Roger Federer says he hopes to play one more time at Wimbledon before retiring from tennis. The 40-year-old Swiss star has won a men's record 8 singles championships at the All England Club, but hasn't competed anywhere because of knee problems. He was back at Wimbledon on Sunday to participate in a ceremony marking the centenary of Center Court. Plenty of other past champions took part, including Billie Jean King, Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal. Plus, the next few days are usually the busiest of the year for animal shelters across the U.S. because pets terrified by fireworks often bolt from home.
Cats and dogs scared by fireworks often run away from home, and many wind up in shelters, like the Bernalillo County Animal Care Center in New Mexico.
Indoors is going to be the best bet for them.
The shelter's Candace Sanchez recommends doing what you can to keep your animals calm.
Put them in a nice room, if you could put them even in a bathroom, that they can relax. Play some music. Get Alexa to play something soothing for them.
She says her shelter is packed right now, and she's hoping for no big influx of frightened 4th of July pets this year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And just how proud are Americans of their country? Fox's Karen McHugh tells us.
In between the burgers and the watermelon, here are some numbers you can digest this July 4th holiday. A new Gallup poll asks, how proud are you to be an American? Would you believe only 38% of U.S. adults who responded said extremely proud? That's the lowest it's ever been, according to this Gallup trend, which began in 2000. 2001. But take heart, 27% said they're very proud to be a Yankee Doodle Dandy. In fact, 65% of respondents overall expressed pride in the nation. Just 4% claimed they were not proud at all. The poll was conducted after the recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, amidst a time when Americans are dealing with the highest inflation in over 40 years. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.